Final exam, focus 3. Listening comprehensions.
Part 1. First, listen to the recording straight through, then in short sections. Answer questions 1 to 8.
The Rainbow Serpent.
Hello and welcome back to the programme. For those of you who've just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Anna Gordon about her recently published book, Myths and the Environment. Now, Anna, earlier you promised to read us an extract from your book.
Yes, I'd like to read you a creation myth from Australia. It's an Aboriginal Dreamtime myth, and it involves the rainbow serpent.
A rainbow serpent? Sounds promising. The floor's all yours.
Oh, thanks, John. The rainbow serpent. In the dream time, the whole world lay sleeping. Nothing moved. Nothing grew. It was as dark as night and completely silent. One day, for no particular reason, the rainbow serpent awoke from her slumber and came out from under the ground. She travelled far and wide across the dry land. Everywhere she went, she left marks of her winding tracks. Eventually, she became very tired, curled up, and went to sleep again. When she woke up, she called to the frogs, "Come out!"
Hang on a minute. Why frogs? Out of all the animals she could summon.
Who's telling this story? And anyway, John, it's a myth. Myths have their own logic, all right?
Right. Sorry. Go on.
So the frogs came up from the cracks in the dry earth. They came out very slowly. They could hardly move. Their bellies were heavy with water, which they'd stored while they slept. The rainbow serpent tickled them, and when the frogs laughed, the water came gushing out. It ran all over the earth to fill the tracks the rainbow serpent had made during her wanderings. And this is how lakes and rivers were formed. Lakes where it had curled up asleep, and rivers where it had slid along the ground. Once there was water, trees, grass, and all manner of green things sprang up. And once there was food and water, the animals started waking up one by one. They too travelled across the land. They were happy. Each lived and gathered food with its own tribe. Some animals made their home in rocks, others on the plains, and yet others in the trees and in the air. The rainbow serpent made some basic laws that they all had to obey. And in the beginning, this was no problem. But eventually, some animals became quarrelsome and made trouble. The rainbow serpent waited a while to see what would happen. But when the fighting continued, she said, "Those who obeyed my laws will be rewarded. I shall give them human form. Those who broke my laws will be punished and turned to stone, never to walk the earth again." No sooner had she spoken than the quarrelsome lawbreakers turned into stone. These stones became the world's mountains and hills. Those who obeyed the laws were turned into humans. The rainbow serpent gave each of them their own totem, which was the animal, bird, or reptile they originally came from. The tribes knew themselves by their totems. Kangaroo, emu, snake, and many, many more. The rainbow serpent ruled that no human was allowed to eat their own totem, but only the totems of other people. In this way, there would be enough food for everyone.
So, just a minute to clarify. If your totem was the emu, for example, you couldn't eat it, even if you were starving.
Right. Because it would be like eating your ancestor. So, balance was restored. The tribes lived peacefully together on the land given to them by the rainbow serpent. They took what they needed from the land, but never too much. They took care of the land because they knew they depended on it. It would always be theirs, and no one would ever take it from them. The end.
Lovely. Thank you, Anna. But in the light of subsequent events, the arrival of the Europeans, colonization, etc., the ending of your story is rather ironic, isn't it?
Yes, certainly from the Aboriginal people's point of view.
You said earlier that you spent a lot of time with Aboriginal elders in the Kimberley region, recording their stories. Did you embellish this myth a little? Or is it exactly as it was told to you?
Now you're asking a writer to reveal her secrets. All myths change a little in the telling, don't they? But yes, in general, I would say that this myth is a faithful retelling.